Were there any things you felt needed changing apart from the wages while you were there?
Well, I suppose it's really a part of the period, but there was a terrible class structure there. I mean, the toilets, there were the works toilets, which were in the workshops themselves, and you had to use those. But there were also, there were work staff, these were the foreman and the charge hands, so they had probably, I never went in there, you weren't allowed in there, if you got caught in there, you were for the high jump, and I never went in there, but you, so there were the work staff toilets, and in the case of the restaurants, I mean it was, there was the works canteen, they called it, not a restaurant, there was a works canteen, and that was for people on the shop floor, including apprentices. There was the work staff canteen, which was for foremen and charge hands and so on, and probably more senior people. There was the weekly staff restaurant, and that was people that worked in the office but were paid weekly. Then there was the monthly staff restaurant, which was for people that were more senior and were paid monthly. And I think there was probably another restaurant for sort of managers in the offices. And then there was the last restaurant, which I think was called something like the Silver Grill, and that was for heads of departments and directors. So people like Charles Planton and Tommy Wakewood would have eaten there. So you had this hierarchy, and we just accepted it, of course. We didn't think anything of it at the time. Well, of course, that wouldn't be tolerated today.
That's the way things were.
That's the way things were 50-odd years ago.